All right, Tabusai, good morning. Let's begin. So picking up bottom of page Sadik Tes. Avadalucha Tamid Vasik, besides the Piyajetzna, but no seasoned student. Shikultavarinu, Eila, Himrakim Samus Arban. We read this line yesterday, but we'll begin from it again today. All of the words, everything we've learned up until this point, have been intended to awaken you. Lis Orebahem. To awaken you to your avodas Hashem, to awaken you in your spiritual service. And obviously the goal is now, these words, these prakim, this sefer, the avoda, or the purpose was to awaken us in our avodas Hashem. To awaken the Hashem. As you saw yesterday, sometimes the greatest danger we face is the fact that the neshama is asleep. The goal of everything we've learned up until this point is to awaken the neshama. But now the goal after the neshama has been awakened is to do something, is to keep it awake. Because sometimes the neshama wakes up for a little bit of time, but then very quickly goes back to sleep. So the goal is that once I awaken it in a moment of inspiration, or once I awaken it through some process as described in these prakim, the goal now is to continue that avodah and to keep the neshama awake. He gives a mashal. Mashal Adam, the mashal ish mis alif, v'nasnu lo tipos shonos v'shav rucho elav. It's actually quite interesting. Bottom of tzaddik tes. So what happens? This could be compared to a mashal of a man who faints. And what do? They give him a few drops of something, whatever this something is, right? A few drops of liquid to go ahead and revive him, and he as a result he's revived. V'haya ime atayocha lechem chala v'chulei. As be'ezer Hashem yiskayim. So if he now goes ahead and eats healthy food, bread and milk, he'll regain his strength. So if again, the couple of drops were okay to revive him, but not enough to sustain him. So if he now goes ahead and ingests proper sustenance, he'll be okay. However, but if he's foolish and he says, Hein atipos, Kochan Rav Lachieni Mihisla Afut Mihis Alfusi, Kol Pechkov, Kol Shekin, Shechaskuni Bechayosi, Velamali Lirdov Velavo Beparnasasi, Viechta Lechol Lishtos Davral Biltiatipos, Viechle. But if a person is foolish and he says like this, well, you know what? If the couple of drops were good enough to go ahead and revive me, they certainly will be good enough to sustain me. So therefore, again, the truth is, Baruch Hashem, I can retire. I don't have to work so hard. Because again, I can get by on a couple of drops. Everything is going to be fine. Then ultimately, again, we know the foolishness of this person. And it's only a matter of time, unfortunately, until he becomes ill or faints again. And what you see here, the cheshbon the guy is making is not counterintuitive. Meaning, in other words, there's chachma to it. What he says is, if the couple of drops are good enough to get me out, to awaken me, right? To awaken me. If the couple of drops are good enough to go ahead and wake me up after I had fainted, this should certainly be good enough to go ahead and sustain me on an ongoing fashion. Yet we know that's not how the body works. If the person fainted, to revive them a little bit might require a lot less than it does to sustain them on an ongoing basis. And after a person has been revived, unless he goes ahead and he does something concrete and substantive to go ahead and maintain his health and maintain his current state, he's going to faint, he's going to be compromised again. What's the nimshal? What's the message? Kein dvarinu. It is the same thing when it comes to ruchnius. Rak tipos lo'orer es ha-nefesh ha-kadosha v'eskuf ha-yisrael avodasim. But so this is so incredible. The truth is, the way it works in ruchnius is that a lot of times I've fainted, right? Just there are times in life where I'm out of it. I'm uninspired. I'm unconnected. I'm uninterested. I'm out. And here I've spiritually fainted. But here's the interesting part: in those moments of spiritual faintedness, I don't know if that's the word, but right, faint kite, right? So the Piyajetzna says, the interesting part is all you need is a couple of drops to wake you up. You just need a couple of drops to revive you. Well, so this happens to all of us all the time. All of us get into this point in life, sometimes throughout life, where I'm like in a spiritual valley. I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it, totally unconnected, totally uninspired. And the interesting part is, all I need is a couple of drops, right? A drasha, a shir, a nigun, an experience, whatever it is. And it lifts me up. It lifts me up. So here's the interesting part. The interesting part is, okay, now I've been lifted up, I've been revived. But understand, sometimes the mistake we make is we say, well, if that little bit was enough to revive me, it's certainly enough to sustain me. And says the Piaget, that is not how it works in the world of Ruchnius. It could take a couple of drops to revive you, but it takes a lot more of Ruchnius to sustain me. He goes on, he says, sometimes all you need is a couple of drops of holiness to revive your soul. V'haya im tavol bidrachim shes vinu lecha uba'ofanim sharasham nu lecha az be'ezras Hashem yisbarach tala lios ish Yisrael karov la'Hashem. As Sakshobo says the Piyajetzna, and understand what I'm giving you in this sefer over here is what? I'm giving you the drops to revive you. I'm giving you the drops to wake you up. But now you have to take the drops and you have to find your bread and you have to find your milk and you have to find your meat, not together obviously, but you have to go ahead and you have to find the real spiritual sustenance that keeps you going day in and out. We'll say, this, by the way, is the concept we have of lilmod amenas lasos. That in general, the Gemara talks about this concept that when you learn, learning is only impactful if what? If you're going to practice what you learn. Right? Learning is not an end, learning is a means for further practice. But I will say, but if you take that even a little bit further, what it means is like this, lilmod amenas lasos means, when I learn, in general when I learn, those are the drops, right? Those are the drops that revive me. Now the shayla is, what's the work I'm going to do with my learning throughout the day? What am I going to, how am I going to take my learning and ultimately, again, turn it into something that is much more sustaining? Life is filled with the beautiful drops that revive us in moments of spiritual faintedness. But now the shayla becomes, what am I going to do to sustain myself going forward? So the Piyajetzna says again, what I'm giving you in this sefer is I'm giving you the drops. I'm giving you the drops. Now you have to take the drops and you have to develop them into sustenance. Es zakuscha b'ker b'cha targish. I want you, as a result of taking these drops and turning them into sustenance, feel the purity which exists inside of you. U'b'chol davar midivrei Torah, tfila u'mitzvos, tispal merish be'ish hakdosha misnotetzin b'hem b'ker b'cha. And I will say, says the Piyajetzna, get to the level that from every word of Torah, from every time you daven, from every mitzvah you perform, feel the holy fire, the Eish HaKadosha. Feel the holy fire that is burning inside of you. And as we'll say, the Piyajetzna says, and this has been the theme that we've seen many times, which is the incredible part about Kiddusha is it's not something you have to go ahead and acquire. It's something you have to discover. The fire exists inside of me. The Kiddusha exists inside of me. It's just that sometimes it becomes obscured by so many layers of impurity. It becomes obscured by so many layers of mundanity. I don't have to acquire holiness. I just have to discover the holiness which resides inside of me. How do I do that? So I say, ultimately, again, I start with the droplets of Kiddusha, and then I sustain myself with a regular spiritual diet. Avalim lo ta'avod, but if I don't work, lo b'mido sechal en ha'kosim izu ha'masron l'kadshan, v'lo b'chol gufcha avod as parach kevel rabo. So I will say, but if I don't work, in other words, if I don't look for the bread and the milk of spiritual sustenance, right, and I don't work on refining my midos, and I don't work on refining my physicality, and I don't go ahead and literally work hard like an eved with avodas parach in my service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'rak al his orios elu okiyot zbentismoch. And I will say, what do? I just simply rely on the droplets of inspiration. That's all I do. I rely on the droplets of inspiration and not really anything more to bolster a significant spiritual diet. Then what happens? As chas v'shalom, kimis alif sherotze lahazenes atzva b'tipos tiyah. Then Abba said, I'll be just like a person who fainted, who thinks that because the droplets revived him, that they have the ability to sustain him. And as a result, es hakol ta'abit, I will lose everything. Af bikdusha ilah, I'll lose my holiness, I'll lose anything I've acquired, chas v'shalom, tifkom, aval betuchim anu b'chal. Abba said, you understand, this to me is such an incredibly profound idea. What it's saying is that if you want to be spiritually successful, you must have a spiritually robust diet. Our greatest challenge is that we think that ultimately, again, we could sustain ourselves based on the droplets of spirituality which revive us, right? And again, because all it takes is a couple of droplets to revive yourself when you have spiritually fainted. That's what we think. So if the droplets are enough to revive me when I fainted, they're certainly enough to sustain me. It's not true. The droplets can revive you when you have spiritually fainted. But if you want to be healthy, it requires a robust spiritual diet. It requires the lechem. It requires the basar. It requires the chalav. It requires all of the aspects of a robust spiritual diet. So no, it's not just enough to learn a little bit. I have to take what I learn. I have to practice it. I have to work on my midos. I have to work on my guf. I have to make sure that I'm learning not just enough, but I'm learning even more. I have to make sure that I'm a baal chesed. Those are all the parts of a spiritual diet. And if a person just tries to subsist on the droplets that were successful in reviving me, a person loses everything. He says, Piaget says, I have faith in you that you will not become lazy and you will do the necessary work. And nothing happens just in one time. Rak ma'at ma'at v'tamid. But rather things happen small and a little bit at a time, but with consistency. K'nizkila parakir aleph. V'zos kavanosin v'cholela. U'bazek kivar ischalta li yos chasid. And if we inculcate these ideas, we have begun to become a chasid. And we'll say the idea ultimately being, says the Piagetzna, that everything in this sefer, these are the droplets. These are the droplets. Everything we've learned, this is the beginning. And if we ingest the droplets, they will ultimately awaken us and inspire us. But the droplets, Rabbi Osai, are just the beginning. The droplets are just the beginning. The question then becomes how we bolster ourselves with a spiritually rich diet that consists of avodas Hashem, that consists on work on ourselves, and that consists ultimately again on chesed for the other. Right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem page group tomorrow. Snacking, right. Snacking is